There's a smell, my friends. There's a smell.
Your daily Lex.
Before I get into the smell, I will acknowledge, I was going to say there's a smell, you guys, there's a smell. That's how I was going to open this episode. And then as I started talking, I thought about how guys isn't always inclusive. So I switched to my friends. And I actually think my friends ended up working better, even though initially I resented needing to change it because I thought that you guys was funnier. But I think my friends is funnier. So anyway, there is a smell, my friends, and I am trying to be inclusive. There's a smell. So last night I had to take Liam to another, the final dress rehearsal for the play for which he is the piano player, the radio play. And I was parking there and then like unloading the car because we had to bring in his piano equipment. Lauren called me and she's like, I guess you're not looking at your phone. I'm like, oh, it's probably still in Do Not Disturb from being in the car, but not looking at the CarPlay screen. So didn't know you were texting me. And she's like, there's a smell coming from the heat. And so I was helping Lauren do some things to diagnose it. Concluded with shutting off the heat on the first floor. And we're lucky that we have a couple different zones of heat, but the first floor was going to get pretty cold, which it did. And when I came home, you could already smell the stale smell in the air with the heat not having run for the past hour or more. And then I, of course, wanted to see it, experience it live, smell it live, I guess, turn the heat back on and was looking. And I looked in some of the vents. I had my phone camera with me. And then I went down to the furnace unit itself and was disassembling it. And the filter looks crystal clear. I didn't notice anything unusual looking there, but right at the furnace, it smelled bad there too. Now what do you do? Because it's late, you know, by the time we got home, it was after 9, nobody's going to come then. And the dog sleeps downstairs and we couldn't do that last night because we couldn't leave the heat on. And so we had the dog sleep upstairs in his crate in the laundry room and he didn't seem to mind. I saw that there was a vent cleaning place that I could contact, which I did via text message, and they called me back this morning. It's $500 to do a vent clean out for that single zone. But I don't think it's a vent problem, because why would it smell in every vent if there was something that had fallen down into one vent? Like, I can imagine you would get some scent in all the vents because everything is connected, but it smells way too strong from everywhere in that zone when it's running. So I think it must be something that has failed in the furnace. That is partially inspired by folks who wrote to me on various social media networks when I posted about this. So I think something has failed there. I also called my local air conditioning and heating company, and they have a 24-hour answering service who then connected me, who said that somebody would call me soon. And then 2 minutes later, somebody called me from the actual company. They said that they would get somebody out today. And so I'm 7 minutes away from the window because they're supposed to come between noon and 4 today. And it is 11:53 as I record this sentence. So hopefully they'll be able to see it. And it's just, the pricing is so absurd. They're like, it's $160 for the first 20 minutes of the visit. Or maybe it's the first half hour. And then it's some additional, like $60 for each additional 15 minutes or something like that. It's crazy. Great, great. So hopefully they'll figure it out quickly and be able to fix it quickly, because I'm bleeding money every second they're there. Right now there is no heat in my downstairs. Although there is in one part of the house that's downstairs, it has its own small furnace. My office has its own heat. And then I have a portable heater that I stuck in the kitchen, to just keep off the freezing. But yeah, it's a little chilly. It's also one of the coldest days of the winter thus far, here in New Jersey. So good times. It's going to be fine. Nobody worry. Also, I am using my new candle warmer. I've typically been putting my candles on my mug warmer, and that works okay, but that only heats from the bottom. The candle warmer heats from the bottom and the top, which should release more delicious candle scent into the air. So that's happening. It's already working. It smells like whatever this candle is. I think it's caramel and sea salt is what it says on the candle. So I guess that's what it's supposed to smell like. It's good. It's nice. So I've got faux heat from a lamp that's not a lit candle, and my space heater or my mini split running in the office. So the office is not freezing, but man, the other parts of the downstairs, pretty cold. So hopefully they'll come. Hopefully they'll fix it so quickly, and I won't go broke. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday, December 4th. And boy, I can't wait to see what we talk about next time.
Lex.